You've got Alabama football and Kentucky basketball, who were the blue bloods of the conference of each individual sport until suddenly Nick Saban said, I'm good. And John Calipari said, I'm going to Arkansas. Which fan base should be more concerned? Which program has the greatest danger to fall further? Caleb Calhoun, I'll ask you that question.
Well, by default, Alabama's in danger of falling further. And here's why. They actually have a height to fall from. Kentucky has been nothing but mediocrity for the last 5 years anyway. What is Kentucky falling from? I mean, that's I know Kentucky fans are going to come at me. We have NBA draft picks from John Calipari. We won a title 12 years ago. And then give me the Adolph Rupp history or whatever. Kentucky hasn't fallen from anything. Y'all are a mediocre program right now in basketball. And you have been for a good 7 years now, honestly. And so just with that alone, I mean, Alabama's got two national championships more recent than Kentucky's last trip to the Sweet 16. Okay, so I think Alabama can fall a lot more because they actually have a height to fall from. Unlike Kentucky, that has not much to fall from right now because they've been so mediocre.
Okay, I see your point. But I think Alabama is only going to fall so far because they hired good football coaches. Maybe not great football coaches, but good football coaches. I don't know that Kentucky's hired a great basketball coach. I also have an issue with Kentucky's fans until the end of time. I think they're incredibly difficult on young coaches. Here's the other thing that Kentucky had, and you may have not liked John Calipari's, 15-year run at Kentucky, but it had a championship, and it had a championship because its ties to Nike. So those are gone now. So that's reason number 18 that I think Alabama can actually fall further, or reason 18 that I think Kentucky can fall further than Alabama football. I just do not see Alabama going back to the Mike Price, Mike Shula days where they're that far down. They may be down, but I think Kentucky could be way down for a long, long time. And the big factor that it's a seed that was planted and could grow into an oak tree one day, Caleb, is timing. It took Tennessee three hires and a decade to overcome the Lane Kiffin timing. It might take the very same thing for John Calipari. It is that serious. I think they could fall off the map big time.
Yes.
And if I may say, Smoky Mountain Red, you were talking to somebody who is still skeptical about DeBoer working out at Alabama. I am that too, by the way, but I'm more skeptical about things working out at Kentucky basketball. Go.
And Kentucky, I mean, let's be honest, to Kentucky's credit, they move on very quick if their coach is going to fail. I mean, they saw Billy Gillespie was going to fail and they said, we're done. We're not even giving him a chance to try to build this thing back up. They fired him after 2 years and called it a day. But that's an example.
2 years, two DUIs, time to move on.
That's an example of how bad they can fall. Because guys, and Kentucky fans, you can come at me for this all day and I'm ready for you, because your program, those players did not commit to your program. They committed to John Calipari.
Yes.
They committed to John Calipari.
And they committed, and here's the other thing they committed to, and Kentucky, they almost had this whole NIL thing figured out, because they could commit to what? Shoe contracts.
Yes, they could have
committed to shoe contracts. And that's why John Calipari is going to go to Arkansas, and he is going to win, because he's going to be not just giving away NIL money. He's going to be giving away $5 million a year shoe contracts.
Oh, no, that's a very good point. Now, he may not win a national title, but he will win at Arkansas. And
he'll be his elite talent. He'll be almost elite talent-wise at Arkansas as he was at Kentucky, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly what he was. Again, right before he left Memphis, the reason Kentucky hired him in that moment was when the Nike AAU deal went into overdrive, and he went from, remember, he used to just get one and done, like a Derrick Rose or a Tyreek Evans, and then surround him with just regular. And then Memphis, his last year at Memphis, he had that whole one and done class, and Kentucky saw that and they said, oh, he's going to start doing this repetitively. Let's go get him. And that Calipari is going to be able to do that. And here's the other point, Dave. Calipari is going to be able to have some of these kids stay for another year.
Yep.
Now, because of NIL.
Yep. And what's the worst case scenario for both of these programs? I'll tell you that after 60 seconds from Dynasty Pools and Spas.
Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
Okay, here's the worst that can happen to Kentucky basketball. Kentucky basketball can be a team that butts up right against 18 to 20 wins and is a bubble NCAA tournament team each and every year. The worst that can happen to Alabama football is, I believe with the coaches they have, they can knock on the door of the college football playoff for the foreseeable future, as long as they can overcome their short-term losses because of the transfer portal. So, Caleb, again, that's why I wanted to illustrate my point that I think Kentucky basketball could be on the verge of a major, major collapse.
Yes, and part of that is because even though coaches are huge everywhere, I think basketball programs are more dependent on the coach than football programs. I think they're, with NIL and boosters and money and region, location of region for recruiting, there are a lot of factors that make a football program that aren't always reflective of the head coach. I mean, that's why LSU could win a national title with Ed Orgeron. I make that joke all the time, but it's true. And it's why Miami could win one with Larry Coker. I think that basketball doesn't have that.
Do me a favor, if you don't mind. Let's put – we got a new poll question. Let's go ahead and put this up on the YouTube question. Hiring – okay, so this is hiring John Calipari by Arkansas was more ingenious or idiotic? Can we put that up there? Are they getting a guy who is going out the door on his way out, is hoping that he can salvage some sort of one and done thing going on in Fayetteville instead of Lexington? Is that what he's hoping for? Or did they get a guy who's really going to change the way he does business and end up being a very successful coach, utilizing his contacts in another direction? I don't know that you can teach an old dog new tricks. He's 65. Your thoughts, Caleb?
Look,
idiotic or ingenious? Arkansas's hire of Rick Pitino, I'm sorry, John Calipari was idiotic or ingenious? You got to pick one of the two.
Just those two, I would say ingenious, because Calipari is an easy hire. They were able to get him for less money than Kentucky. Here's the thing. Calipari is at a level where, you know, you're going to be successful. Like, you know, you're going to be a perennial NCAA tournament team. Now, do you go win national titles? That probably not, but Arkansas has one national title in their history. And it was because,
you know, you bring up a really good point. How many SEC basketball programs make a hire and you really don't have a good feel if they're going to be successful or not? A lot.
Yes, exactly. And so Arkansas has a base. You know they're going to be successful. It was the same when – that's why Tennessee hired Rick Barnes. I mean, yes, he didn't have a national title, but he was always in the tournament. And I think the goal for Tennessee was, let's just maintain relevancy for a period of time, which, yes, maybe that's not the expectation for football, but it's better than what Doug Dickey was putting into the basketball program in the 90s.
Which was nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. So I think because of that – I think Arkansas knew – I think John Calipari is such a sure bet in terms of base level of success, even if it's an unsure bet in terms of what he could do in terms of what his ceiling is, that I think John Calipari – weirdly, Dave, it was a safe hire. And you don't think that with John Calipari. It's not like a home run hire, but it is kind of a splash hire that was a safe. It was a splash safe hire. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but that's where I met with John Calipari. Now, again, we don't, and I will just say this. We talk about NIL. Arkansas may have some deeper pockets in Kentucky and NIL, by the way, going forward. I don't know if you know.
Well, don't doubt that they do. Because have you ever been to the Fayetteville area?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very close to where Walmart, their headquarters is. It seems like every person you bump into makes like $150,000 a year there. So there is money to go around. That's not to say that they could overcome the recruiting shortcomings they had in football. They couldn't, and they won't be able to, because that's too much money.
Particularly with Texas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma in the SEC now. It's over.
Yeah, but you can get one dude, one five-star guard, one Stacey Augman, one – no, Augman was for UNLV, right?
Anyway, the Day was the big one. Yeah. But, yes, you're right. You can easily do that. And, I mean, I'll just say it. They could get three and four. And also, with Jerry Jones's pockets – I mean, Jerry Jones may be giving up on your Cowboys, Dave, and trying to see Arkansas basketball win a national title.
Yes! That means they'll be awful and the Cowboys will be good.